and welcome to Starting Right. I am Danny Mack, and I'm going to be here every Monday to Friday to help you get a great start to your day. So grab your cup of coffee, sit back and relax for the next 5 minutes as I help you start your day by starting right. Good morning, everyone, and welcome to another Friday. As we usually do on Fridays, we're going to take a look back at our week and some of the lessons that we learned. And at the end of this episode today, I'll give you our verse for the week. On Monday, our scripture was John 10:27. My sheep listen to my voice. I know them and they follow me. We talked about a couple of horses, one that was blind and the other one who had a bell around his neck, who was able to lead the blind one wherever he needed to go. Just like that horse that could not see and needed to be led, there's a lot of things going on around us that we can't see. We don't know the direction to go. We don't know the right steps to take in a lot of things right now. So we need to know God's voice. We need to be led and to allow Him to lead us to be and do what we need to be and do. We are so fortunate that we have a God who wants to help us, who wants to lead us and care for us. And that's exactly who our God is. On Tuesday, our scripture was from 1 Timothy chapter 6, verses 6 and 7. Yet true godliness with contentment is itself great wealth. After all, we brought nothing with us when we came into the world, and we can't take anything with us when we leave it. I shared with you my experience of standing in the line at the bank and having a gentleman a couple spaces behind me begin to berate everybody around him with his discontent with our overall situation. He was unhappy. When he let that unhappiness overcome him, it took away any chance for peace and contentment. And we can do the same thing. When we let circumstances dictate our happiness, we lose sight of what true contentment is in God. And He's promised us that He will give us peace in the midst of storm, and we can trust Him in every situation. Wednesday became my favorite day of the week. We talked about a young boy who was dying of leukemia, and his mother went and asked the local fire department if they could do something special for him, because her son had always wanted to be a fireman. At first, she asked the fireman whether her son could go for a ride in a truck. The fireman's response was, "We can do better than that." They made him a uniform and took him with them and made him a fireman for the day. When the young man was about to pass away, the nurse called the fire department again and said, "Would a fireman come and visit him before he goes?" The fire chief said, "We can do better than that." And 16 firemen arrived, climbing in through his hospital window to visit him one last time. Our scripture was Proverbs chapter 3, verse 27. Do not withhold good from those who deserve it when it is in your power to help them. Not only should we not withhold good, but we need to build the attitude within us that says, we can do better than that. When people need our help, when people are reaching out around us and they need to be strengthened, we need to be able to respond with, yes, I can help, but you know what? I can do even better than that. Yesterday, we talked about how Paul in 1 Corinthians 12 describes each of us as members of the body. One part can't say that it's greater than the other or that it wants to be another part of it, but each part of the body of Christ, as Christians, we have an important part to play, and we need to be able to fulfill that part. Verse 18 of chapter 12 says, God has carefully designed each member and placed it in the body to function as He desires. A diversity is required, for if the body consisted of a single part, there wouldn't be a body at all. So now we see that there are many different parts and functions within one body. God has designed us to be different. We shouldn't be concerned and worried or complaining about the fact that we are different from other people or that we function in different ways than other people. But God has purposely designed that you and I fit together with our differences, and we need to allow and accept and, in fact, celebrate those differences. Now, in all of this, I chose a verse for the week, a verse that I feel encapsulates everything that we talked about. It's in Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 20. All glory to God, who is able, through His mighty power at work within us, to accomplish infinitely more than we might ask or think. I love the fact that God wants to do infinitely more than what we ask or think. What we spoke about on Wednesday with "We can do better than that," God says to us all the time, He can do better than that. He will do more than what we ask or think. Just a couple chapters later in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 1, it says, "Be imitators of God in everything you do." So if God is willing and wanting to do infinitely more for us, we should be willing and wanting to do infinitely more for others. We can do better than that. Have a great weekend, my friends. I'm looking forward to talking to you again on Monday. Thank you for listening today. And I invite you to join me Monday to Friday right here on Starting Right with Danny Mac.